hospitals in Connecticut made more than $1 billion over 2 years in what are known as facility fees. And now some advocates say it's time for the state to take another look at regulating these charges. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
Facility fees are a relatively recent phenomenon sparked by consolidation in the hospital industry as the big groups buy up doctors' practices and outpatient facilities. If you receive hospital services at one of these other locations, you could be slapped with an extra charge. Adam Wisneski of the Connecticut Health Investigative Team.
Sometimes there's $50 extra for an office visit or so, but it can go as high as, you know, $2,000-$3,000, which, especially if you're paying out of pocket, it could be really, really significant for people.
Up until recently, there was basically no transparency or any regulation around these fees, but that changed 3 years ago when the General Assembly passed a health care bill.
In terms of the rest of the country, Connecticut is actually really great. When Connecticut in 2015 passed this bill, one of the elements of it was that every hospital in the state has to report how much they made every year in facility fees.
Wisneski took advantage of that new reporting requirement to break down the charges in 2015 and 2016. Over those 2 years, 22 hospitals in Connecticut charged the fees, and between them they raked in more than $1 billion. Yale New Haven and Hartford Healthcare, the state's two biggest groups, were responsible for more than half the total. And the single hospital that charged the most was Stanford. While according to the 2015 law, hospitals must now tell patients up front if they'll be charged a facility fee, patient advocates say these disclosures often aren't clear enough. They're also raising the alarm about facility fees being charged on preventive care like mammograms, something they say discourages patients from seeking effective early screening. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.